Well, Francis, DLA is a very large organization that supports the nation's war fighters, and in order to do that, we've got about 26,000 people. We process approximately 114,000 requisitions from the war fighters every day, and you can imagine that generates a lot of questions and taskings from the senior leadership here. You know, the DLA director will have questions about how things are going. We get a lot of inquiries from Congress and, you know, from our customers, and that adds up to a lot of questions to be answered on any given day. Up till now, what DLA has had is about 10 separate systems to track all those questions, to include things like, you know, legislative actions that the Congress is looking for us to do. None of those 10 systems was integrated. They were all unique to themselves. They really didn't talk or communicate to each other. So what Mae Devensenis and I were looking for was a single, unified, enterprise-wide, standard way of seeing what all those taskings are across the agency.
What's involved with going around to 10 different legacy systems, bringing that information together and channeling it into one? Not technologically, because I know that's not your thing, but informationally, making sure that it's not even just a matter, from what it sounds like, of all of these systems talking to each other. You decided to just go full bore and just get one to do everything?
Well, Francis, that's the beauty of the task management tracker tool. It really just builds off of our existing Microsoft Outlook administrative backbone. So in just sending an email, it will automatically trigger, if we push the right button, a task management tracker. So we really should be transparent as far as gathering up all those taskings.
Where did this come from? Is this something that was built especially for DLA, or is this something that you, is this a commercial product that you pulled in and made work for you?
This is a commercial off-the-shelf product that many organizations in the Department of Defense use, Army, Marines, Air Force, some of the combatant commanders, and European Command uses it, African Command uses it. When Mae and I started thinking about how to implement this thing, we came up with what is the functionalities that we would like, you know, that common system.
Mm-hmm.
We gave that to our information technology people who have a pretty rigorous business case analysis process. They took those functionalities, they went out and surveyed what was available, and quite frankly, they gave us task management tracker. And we're so far very encouraged that it's going to do what we hoped it would do.
Why did you go COTS from, you, again, from your perspective as a non-technology person? Did that matter, or were you looking only at functionality?
We looked only at functionality. We prefer to use COTS because, quite frankly, it's something that is supported for the commercial sector as well as other government entities. We're not writing unique programs for things and having to maintain them.
Tell me about the timeline from when you first started to look at solving this problem to when you turned it on and it was running the way you wanted it to be.
Okay. It was probably around November of 2010 that Mae and I were kind of scratching our heads going, you know, these taskings are driving us all crazy. We can't keep track of them, whatever. Round about the winter of 2011, we went through the process with our information technology people. They identified a systems integrator for us, and probably about the end of November of this year, we actually began implementing it. Our timeline has it implemented here at the headquarters first at Fort Belvoir, where DLA headquarters is located. And by March of 2012, we will have it implemented across the entire DLA organization.
So less than 18 months on the track that you're on right now till you're fully deployed from conception to full deployment.
And that really is another one of the benefits of using commercial off-the-shelf software. There is a lot of support for it, and we don't have to, you know, invent whole new processes.
Give me an example, if you can, of something that happens on a day-to-day basis that works better now than it did before, the way you were doing it before.
The DLA director, Vice Admiral Harnicek, goes out to our field activities on a regular basis, and as part of those visits, he will generate questions for each of our field activities. right now the questions are loaded in the legacy system and have to get loaded in our system here at the headquarters, would have to get loaded in the system out at the field activity. We would then have to attempt to synchronize the tracking of it until they provide an answer to Admiral Hernicek. Under Task Management Tracker, we will literally create an email. Since Task Management Tracker is integrated with Outlook, that will automatically generate a tasking. The tasking will populate to the appropriate organizations who are responsible for it, and quite frankly, there is a dashboard that senior leadership can look at that says what's the status of the taskings by organization, by action officer, by due date, and it allows us to stay on track as far as are we meeting what the boss is looking for in the way of the answers.